Nearly 200 commercial setnet fishermen from the east side of Cook Inlet gathered today with their families to rally support for a change in the policies that have allowed just 3 days of fishing so far this year. From KDLL, Shaylin Cochran has the story.
The rally in Kenai Friday came just hours after Governor Sean Parnell and Fish and Game Commissioner Cora Campbell addressed the statewide problem of record low returns of king salmon and the far-reaching economic effects of preserving those fisheries. Here's Parnell's message to setnetters on the Kenai Peninsula.
I hear you, and I am sorry that you are experiencing this downturn. This is not something that anybody would wish on anyone, but I also want Alaskans to know, that Eastside setnetter to know, that we are deeply concerned about them as an Alaskan, and we'll take every measure we can to assure they can make a living.
Todd Smith is a third-generation Eastside setnetter.
That's beside the point, really. They should be managing the fish. And we were upset at the beginning that you know, they're saying, okay, the king numbers aren't high enough, but yet they're still fishing them on the river. And now they're saying, well, the king numbers aren't high enough, so we're going to let the reds just escape into the river and overescape the river. And the biologists know that they've told us that, you know, sustained overescapement is going to damage future runs. And we see our industry being hamstrung now and into the future because we're probably not going to have good returns if they overescape the river again.
Smith was one of some 200 setnetters gathered in the park in Kenai who took turns addressing colleagues in the crowd about why they're not fishing right now. Chris Every, another in a long line of setnetters in his family, raised the concern of accurate numbers on which to base management policy.
All this is over 1,900 kings, people. They have been fishing on the river since May, catching and releasing. You go to the fishing game right now and you ask the sports division guy how many kings have been harvested. I don't know, but it seems like they always know our numbers. We need to get to know theirs.
Putting a focus on science rather than politics and developing effective policy was a common theme during the rally, despite the fact that some have questions about the validity of the data being collected by Fish and Game as they continue a transition to a new in-river radar counter. To that end, Fish and Game Commissioner Cora Campbell stated during the morning's press conference that they would be stepping up efforts to conduct research that could ostensibly be put to use in developing more equitable management policies.
Within the department, as I said, we're also reaching out to federal agencies and other scientists to make it a collaborative process. They've been meeting and talking throughout the summer because the direction was given as soon as it became clear to us how difficult 2012 was going to be. The direction was given to begin meeting and talking about what type of a planning process could be developed.
Invitations to the rally were put out for local political leaders to attend, and many did, including former Lieutenant Governor Lauren Lehman, whose family has been setnetting since 1959.
You know, we just need to change the board. The problem isn't, in my opinion, isn't most people in Fish and Game. They're implementing a bad policy. We need to change the Board of Fisheries and reclaim this fishery and get it managed properly. Good to be with you.
But nearly every speaker had the same message: get together and make that message heard. Brent Johnson is a commercial fisherman and a member of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly and said the fishermen need to lobby the governor and others with specific policy goals.
If enough sockeye get by the drifters and get to the beaches, we want the governor, we want the commissioner to already have instructed Pat Shields.
Pat Shields is the commercial fisheries area biologist in Soldotna.
To open set netting again, and that is the only scenario that we get back in the water this year. That's the message for this year.
For next year, he says the message needs to be that the current management plan isn't working for the hundreds of people who haven't been able to fish this year. While fisheries managers are struggling to get more kings into the river, Friday they also announced increased bag limits for sport sockeye fishing to 6 per day and announced that the Kenai personal use dip net fishery would be opened around the clock through the end of the season. From Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.